Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
again. Let me try that again.
I was going
to
say, I couldn't hear you.
Cafe. I know. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we're going to have a wonderful evening tonight. And here's the reason why. We're going to do lots of readings. We're going to talk a little bit about angel readings and how to communicate. We're going to talk a little bit about Universal Studios and the psychics they have
there.
Yeah. Kind of interesting. How was your week, Jessica?
My week is good. It's been kind of hectic like usual, but it's. Can you hear me?
I can hear you great.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if we're getting feedback, because I almost hear feedback, typical Blog Talk Radio stuff. Do you hear feedback?
And that's what I'm getting is feedback.
Yeah, do we have another headset? This one. I'll try this one. As we continue to talk.
Maybe it's nothing, and maybe, do you hear feedback?
I hear feedback, and that's why I was asking if you heard feedback, yes.
But I frequently do.
I noticed when I was listening to the last couple of shows, because I hadn't had a chance to listen to them, that they all had feedback issues.
Do you think it's this one?
I don't know. I think it's whatever one. It doesn't really matter. Hello, everybody. I'm gonna open the chat room and see. The chat room's open. If you can hear us and if there's feedback, can you let us know? Because it sounds like there's a big echo.
Echo, echo, echo. Hopefully there isn't an echo, because that would be very annoying. And now Dr. Ginny is changing her headset. Are you sure you don't want to change to the one that I have?
Nope. Let's try this. If everyone, can you hear me on this?
I can hear you.
And I don't hear any feedback.
They must be on the same frequency.
But that shouldn't affect it, because when I purchased them, that was one of the questions I had. But let's see what happens. One of the things we want to do this week on the show is we want to talk a little bit about angel communication.
Mm-hmm.
We also want to talk about using a angel-guided pendulum.
Oh, okay.
And one of the reasons why is, as you know, Jessica, different kinds of natural quartz stones that I feel, you know, God puts them there for us to use.
Right.
So sometimes if you're having trouble hearing your angels, a neat way to do that is to use an angel-guided pendulum. I'm going to ask
yes,
the
and
angels.
Yes, I need one.
Yes, you do. I have some. We need to talk. I've got.
Yeah.
We'll go to my storefront and you pick
the
one out.
The treasure trove.
The treasure. I've got some really nice ones. And I think I have the perfect one for you, and it's. I generally only recommend carnelian for people who are really intuitive, but I truly feel you are. Let's see if it vibrates with
carnelian?
You. Carnelian? Yeah, carnelian.
What color is that?
It's like an orange. It's a very.
Okay.
It's almost a caramelly looking orange.
Ooh.
Yes, it's kind of neat. And the cool thing about pendulums is that you just ask the angels to guide them. That way, if you haven't kind of turned up the volume in your ear, you can use the pendulum to get answers to your question.
I tried to turn up my volume, but it hasn't worked yet.
Well, it was funny because we were on a tour. We were in St. Augustine on Saturday, and we had a wonderful time.
We had
a bunch
great
of girls.
Time.
Had a wonderful time. And we toured some of the homes from the early 1800s,
mm-hmm.
right? And Jessica and I were like, we were a group of girls, so we didn't say anything in the first house we went into.
Right.
Oh, my Lord. It was so haunted.
It was.
And so we left there, and we went into other rooms and other houses, and we toured those. And then when we came out, Jessica said, oh, my gosh, that first house was so – and I said, I know. And how did you know?
Because I get this really high-pitched ringing in my ears.
Right, exactly.
And that's when it went – I mean, I have ringing in my ears a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But this is such a high-pitched ringing, and it's a weird sensation.
It's different.
It's different, and
yeah.
I can tell. And as soon as I walked in there, I'm like, oh. And I asked the tour guide, I said, so, is there any stories about ghosts? And he's like, oh, I don't believe in that stuff.
I know.
And we both looked at him, I'm like, psh.
Are you kidding, mister?
Yeah.
I know. It was so clearly.
I'm
he
like,
didn't...
you're in St. Augustine, the oldest city. There's ghost tours all everywhere.
He said he's never been on one.
No. How is that even possible?
I don't know. That disturbed me in and of itself.
Let's just put on blinders.
I was just going to say,
yeah.
I like open-minded people. You don't always have to agree with what I believe in or
mm-hmm.
believe in what I believe in. I just say have an open mind to
right.
different ideas and thoughts and see what happens. And so he wasn't very open-minded, but he was still a nice guy.
He was very
know?
Nice. It was kind of a, you know.
Boring.
Boring tour.
Yeah. One of the things about going to St. Augustine, you can go on the same tour four or five times, and you're going to have a different experience each time. time. So if you've been there before and then you go back again, it's not like it's going to be the same one
thing.
No, not
at
ever.
All.
Because each tour guide, each docent, each person that's bringing you out is gonna give you a whole new experience. And I think that's what makes it unique, you know?
I agree. Oh, I love it. Every time I go there, I love it.
But we had a good time. We did the Columbia for lunch. We did A1A Brewery,
yum.
You know, everyone should go there. They have the best cheese soup.
The best cheese soup, and I've decided the best sangria I've had in my life.
Really?
It was the best sangria.
See, I have not had their sangria, so I know where I need to go back now.
Yeah, I thought about it the other
day. Were you thinking about the sangria?
Yeah, I was telling everybody at work, I said, oh my gosh, the sangria was the best I've ever had.
It really, I know,
yeah.
It really was.
And we were trying to figure out how you make sangria.
I know that there is, I've read different recipes for sangria, but I was shocked to see that some people put vodka in sangria.
Oh,
yeah.
I would not have guessed that.
Well, and I can't have vodka because
I don't think
I'm
there
allergic
was vodka
to it.
In this.
I don't know.
Because I would have tasted it. I don't like vodka.
All I know is that I was looking up recipes because we were having a party. I thought it would be fun to do a big thing of sangria. Then when I read the vodka, I'm like, oh, no, I can't do that. No. I won't
That's
remember any of the party. It would be bad. That'd be terrible. Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and take our first caller and see what we can find out tonight for our wonderful
Sounds
listeners.
Good.
Okay. First caller is calling in from area code 941 with a prefix of 729. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, this is Carla.
Well, hi, Carla. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What,
I have a
what
question.
What part of the country?
I'm in Florida.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay, and I was wondering, what do you see coming for me in the near future? I know that I feel like there's about some changes about to happen. I'm not quite sure exactly, totally. I think it goes in a direction of maybe career or something, but can you tell me what you see?
I do see something happening, a change for you in the future. I'm not necessarily... I'm not saying I'm not getting career, but I'm not going to say I am getting career. I just found what I'm seeing is that you just either just came upon or about to come upon what you've been looking for. Because what I'm getting is that you finally got into the rhythm of what you really wanted. And you've made a decision in your mind that I don't know if you've let anybody know about yet, but you've made a decision. Is this true?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I think I'm already doing kind of like it, but I want to get it higher up.
Okay, so you're already involved, and you want to increase your business, so to speak,
yes.
Correct?
But
okay.
In a different way, yeah.
I understand completely. And then I've got another question for you. Why am I seeing a move?
Because I want to move.
Okay,
and I've
okay.
always been told I'll be leaving the area, which would be a blessing.
Okay, all right, and I understand that. I don't know what part of Florida you're calling from because I'm not familiar
Gulf
with the 941.
The Sarasota area.
Sarasota, okay. Love the beaches in Sarasota.
Beautiful.
Really love the beaches, but they do tend to roll the carpets up at 5 p.m., don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That was the one thing. Whenever I go there, because I've spent weeks there just for vacation because it's so peaceful and beautiful, but after 5 p.m., the carpets get rolled up and you got to go to bed.
Do you see where a move will take me?
Actually, I am seeing a move, but here's the funny part, and I'm going to ask you this question. You don't have to answer it if you don't want to, but I'm getting a really strong holistic link to you, like healing and intuitive.
I teach healing and do healing for the past 20 years.
Okay, well, there you go. All right, that's why I'm getting that really strong link. Very good. I'm gonna say to you that I actually see you moving. I see you kind of getting involved in a community where there are others that do the same thing as you do.
Okay.
Because I feel like you could benefit greatly from that. And I also feel, and that's just not me telling you to do that, it's the direction I see you're going to be going in.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it still in state or out of state?
It's funny because the first thing that came to mind was that going out west. And then and then there was a part of me that pulled it back and said, or you could consider something more local in state, kind of like a Casadega type situation. But the weird thing is my first thought, the first thing that the angel showed me was Arizona. But then they showed me, like, a plan two or a why, is I guess the way I would describe it, a why. Arizona would be one choice, but you could also do something that was closer to the hub of where more spiritualists are, because it would be important for you to do that. I feel like your ability to teach and to share what you know really helps a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
And that it's critical that you continue to do that. But I also feel that if you're not in the right location, it's not going to be successful.
Mhm. Okay. Well, great. Okay, thank you.
You're very,
and
very
you
welcome.
You guys do have an echo really bad.
Oh, we
and,
do.
And that sangria, I don't like sangrias, and I don't drink very much. But the only thing why you're probably seeing vodka in it is because vodka doesn't have a taste, and probably to raise the alcohol level.
Okay.
I've never heard of vodka in it unless some people like to get, need a higher tolerance, a higher tolerance that they need to have that extra buzz. But usually you use cheap red wine, sugar, and a lot of fruit. And that's about it. And club soda sometimes if people don't like alcohol or too much, that are weak drinkers, they will add that. But no,
well, cheap
it's
red
actually
wine
good.
We're good for.
Red wine, a lot of fruit, and some people like to put sugar in it or club soda or something, but that's it. The vodka is probably for somebody that drinks a lot.
Okay, got it. Well, that would definitely not
be us.
Yeah, we don't need that. I'm actually writing that
down. That would get you, that sangria, I was in Spain, and that's something that's, kind of like just like a refreshing cocktail or whatever,
Right,
so.
Well, I know. I tasted Jessica's
skip
the
vodka.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was
so
good. Yeah, I'm going to skip the vodka, I promise. And I'm going to try and fix my echo problem. And I thank you so much for sharing that with us, okay?
Well, thank you for helping me.
Oh, you're so welcome. God bless you. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we want to thank Carla for calling in. And I'm going to play a short song, and I'm going to try and rectify my echo problem.
Go. 'Cause I feel so strong.
praying, and hopefully this takes care of our echo problem. Or maybe not. Nope, I can still hear it.
I can still hear it, too.
Okay. Let's...
Well, just pretend you're in a cave. And.
Okay. That's good. That'll work for me. Let's go on to our next caller. Area code 478-342. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
No, I don't hear an echo.
You, oh, good. Yay. Amen.
Yay.
Okay, good. I'm very happy. Alrighty. So how can we help you tonight? What's your first name?
Melissa.
Melissa, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Melissa. Okay, now wait a second. Melissa, my niece is named Melissa, and I'm guaranteeing you it is spelled the same way, right? And don't check me now. Come on. So
mine is M-E-L-E-S-S-A.
Okay, so it is Melissa. Then you are correct. Not that you wouldn't be, because
I was
going to
say, I think
name.
She knows her name.
I think you would know. Wonderful. And what part of the country are you calling from?
Warner Robins, Georgia.
Oh, my goodness. Great. I love that. I actually used to know somebody who lived there, a client who is a very dear, dear soul, and is no longer living there, but I hope to hear from her in the near future. How are you doing? What can I do for you tonight?
I kind of wanted to know the future of where my career is going.
The future of where your career is going. That's a good question, because I feel like there already, I can tell you, is you kind of know where you want it to go, but then you knew where, let me rephrase this, you knew where you wanted it to go, but there's been a little bit of hesitation, a little bit of doubt, and you weren't kind of 100% sure, and now you're like, am I going in the right direction? Am I doing the right thing? Is that correct?
Pretty much. I'm happy. I'm in the career field that I've been trying to get in for a long time. I've known my whole life what I wanted to do. I just, I need to know where it's going.
Okay. So let me ask you this question. Does this career choice, does it help people? Is one that's helping people?
It's possible. It can if you do it the right way.
Okay. What I'm going to tell you is I do see that you're going to do fine the career path you're on. The money's going to be, it's going to come. Like what I'm saying to you is it's coming now, but it's going to get better, and it's going to get better and better and better. I see that there's some additional things you need to do to increase the amount of money you earn. Does that make sense?
Yes, it actually does. Right now I'm interning in the field that I want to be in, and I'm just waiting, basically, for them to hire me.
Okay, great. And let's go to that, whether or not they're going to hire you. The answer is I do see that whoever you're interning for, I see a job offer is going to come very soon. Not too soon, but soon enough. I'm seeing the number 4, which for me is looking like 4 months or 4 weeks. It could be 4 weeks. It could be 4 months. I don't know which one fits into the intern position that you're in right now. You're hoping they're going to hire you, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I do see the number 4 is prominent in that. So 4 weeks, 4 months, I'm not sure which it is, but one of those is going to be the magic number for you, okay?
Okay.
Keep doing what you're doing, though, because you really will help people, not because it's your job or because you know how to do it, because you really care.
I mean, I do, and I really love it, and I don't think I could do anything else. I just wanted to know, you know, the direction that it's going in.
Well, you're going in the right direction. Can I ask you a question? Are you,
yes, ma'am,
by any chance a social worker or something that is along those lines or could be considered like a social worker?
No, it's journalism, reporter.
Huh. Why do I feel, I just feel like just, there's this great sense of compassion, and I don't know. I can't explain it. Like, have you ever considered that? I'm not telling you to change careers, by the way. But was that ever on your mind, being like a counselor or something like that?
Something along those lines. More into, if I was, it'd be like for children, you know? Social working for children.
Well, yes, exactly. Uh-huh. It's child advocacy. I could see you doing that. But I know you're going to be a success in the field you're in, but there is a great amount of compassion that you hold, and that's going to make everything that you do, specifically everything that you report on, so much richer, because you'll bring that point of view, and it's always the perspective that either sells the story or doesn't. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so it's your compassion that's going to carry you to the top, not just your work ethic, which happens to be phenomenal, by the way. And I'm sure I'm not the only one who's ever said that to you.
Someone told me that yesterday, so that's, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're very, very welcome. And by the way, the angels often will give me words that other people have just recently spoken to you to validate what they've already told me. So you can really take that to the bank. I mean, you really are going to do well in your field. And you should be proud of yourself. You've always known what you wanted to do, and you're going to run with it. So congratulations, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Listen, thank you for calling in, okay?
Okay. You have a great day.
All right. God bless you, too. Bye-bye now. Well, she was awfully sweet.
She is sweet.
She was sweet. Her name is Melissa.
Melissa.
Melissa, which is really pretty.
It's different.
When she said Melissa, I'm thinking that's the same as Melissa. And then I'm thinking it's going to be so hard for me to say because, you know, I have a niece.
It's like saying Melissa with an accent.
Yeah, but it's such a pretty way to say it, isn't
it?
I really like it. And with the E, I mean, it's
makes
like
it
Lisa
completely different.
Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
That's really nice. I kind of like it. That's different. I like that a lot. Beautiful name. She's going to do really, really well. She's going to do, I mean, we'll see her, yes.
So she's going to be a famous journalist?
Yes, she is going to be famous. If she continues along the path that she's following now and she continues that great work ethic she has, nothing will hold her back. She'll do incredible.
Oh,
I'm
awesome.
Not kidding. You'll be reading about this girl.
Good for her.
Yeah, she'll be real. And we'll know it's her because of how they spell her name.
Melissa,
see? And we'll say, oh, my God, that's that girl. Oh, we're so happy for her. So that's really good. If anybody wants to call in and get a reading tonight, you can call us at 323-679-0882, 323-679-0882. And by the way, I've got the chat room open. So if you want to ask a question, you go on into the chat room and type a question in there, and everything will be just fine. And what I'm going to do now is go ahead and take another caller. And if you give me 1 second to switch over, I will do that. Working on it. 1 second.
Slowly.
And here we go. 478-788. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. How can I help you?
Oh, it's lovely to talk to you. I also have a career question also.
Okay, great. Well, I'm happy to answer that. Where are you calling from, and what's your first name?
I am calling from Georgia, and my name is Debbie.
Debbie. Well, hi, Debbie. And you are also calling from Warner Robins, aren't you?
No, I'm actually calling from Macon.
Okay, because, you know, you had the same kind of beginning numbers as the last caller, so I had to give it a shot. You know that? All right, Debbie. Really? Is it possible? But Macon's like, it's like almost, isn't it close to 2 hours away or something?
No, it's like 20 minutes or 30 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's certainly possible. That makes sense. Okay. All righty. Well, let me take a look here and see what I'm getting for your career. And while we're on that, I'm going to ask you another question. One of the things that really motivates you is humility. You like people who are humble but effective. Is that true?
I like people that are humble
And effective. In other words, you don't like showy people at all. You're not a showy person, and you don't like people to be showy. You think being humble is best.
Yeah.
Yeah. You hesitated. How come you hesitated?
Well, because when patients are worried about something, I tell them I'm really good at doing something, so it lessens their fear. I have to brag a little
bit.
That's different.
That's because you want to
like
help
when
them.
I go put an IV in, I'm like, I'm really good at this. And it lessens their fear when they know that somebody does their job really well. And it's like, and I don't like to rush, and I tell them I don't want to rush you. I said, but I explain certain steps. And it's just, and I do that to lessen their fear.
Got it. Okay. Well, that's different. You're not bragging because you're doing it for kudos. You're doing it because you're out of compassion for another human being. So humility is still a part of that, believe it or not, because you're not doing it for kudos for yourself. So that's actually a good thing. And I think I'd like you to be my nurse because I hate getting needles. As a matter of fact, till I had my children, I used to pass out whenever they gave me a needle from the time I was 17. And then, you know, when you get pregnant and they have to draw blood all the time, you learn if you pass out, you're going
to
have a lot of lumps on your head. So I had to stop doing that. But I think you'd probably be a very, very good nurse. But here's the thing I've got to ask you. Are you looking for a promotion or has something happened where you're going to be changing? Because I see a move in your position.
I would like to change to do something else. Actually, not with the same company. They would like to be something else, but
I'd like
to be something not so intense and something that I would enjoy and a little bit lighter and doesn't take so much out of me.
Well, do you do a lot of traveling with your job?
Do I have what?
Do you do a lot of traveling with your job?
I do not.
You do not. Here's the thing. I see you with another company. I see a move up, a change. I see some of what you're doing, but yet a change in what you're doing. But I see more travel, and I don't know what your direction is. But I see more travel will be involved, and I don't know if that's going to bother you or not. If you accept the travel, then the opportunity will open up to you, but only if you're willing to do the additional traveling. That's what I see.
Is it a same company or something?
I see it as a different company. I don't know if that's good or bad, but I see it as a different company. And I actually see that's going to be an asset for you because I feel like the company you're with has a tendency to take advantage. Is that true?
They can be.
You know how to handle
them,
though.
They know. I've learned how to say no a long time ago. You have to.
yeah, you do. Talk to me. Why are the angels telling me about your eating habits? Talk to me about your eating habits. How has it been lately?
It's actually probably
better?
Too much.
Okay. Because what they're saying to me is that you went through like a healthy period there. I don't mean in health, I mean in eating, and then something like has slackened off. That's actually why I was getting also that you might have been spending more time in the car. I don't know why, but I feel like you do what I call bored eating. You know what I mean? Like I don't know. Just you have a tendency to eat not really focused on what you're eating. Does that make sense?
More like stress.
Okay. Well, here's the thing I got to tell you. With the stress situation that you've got, they're telling me progress is being made there.
The trip job that I'm getting ready to do?
Say that again?
You said the trip job that I'm getting ready to do?
Well, I just see that the stress is going to be less for you. And I do see you having a job where you'll be traveling. And that doesn't mean traveling overseas. It just means you'll be on the road more.
Okay. I wonder if that's like home health or is that...
I'm actually thinking it might be home health. And I don't know if that was the direction you wanted to go in, but that's the sense that I was getting.
Yeah, not really. I was kind of wanting to do like a clinic position, in, out, in, out kind of.
Well, I know, because it's easy. But what I do see is that there'll be an increase in finances, less stress, but more road time. And so that's what I do see coming down the road. That's not necessarily a bad thing. More money, less stress, you can handle that.
I want to be happy. My main thing is I want to be happy at what I do. Because when you're happy at what you do, you make a big difference in people that you take care of. But I always go in happy because, you know, you have to. They're already under a lot of stress. But
right.
I want to look forward to going to work and not have to pray every day. Well, I pray anyway because I take my angels with me everywhere. Because
God
we have a lot
you.
Of work to do.
Good for you. That's exactly what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to take your angels everywhere with you and ask them for help.
because your angels really can help you, okay? That's what they're there for. I would say keep your angels close to you and everything will always be right. And if you run into, people don't realize, you can ask your angels for help. If you're driving down the road and there's a lot of traffic and you're late for work, you can ask the angels to help guide you so that the traffic lessens and you get there on time anyway. You can ask the angels to help turn the lights green for you. I know people say, oh, that's not right. You're not supposed to be asking your angels that. But the truth is, your angels are, each of us have our own guardian angels. You have your guardian, Jessica has, I have mine. We all have our angels that stay with us. And they're bored sometimes. They actually want us to ask for help. So we need to ask them for help. So don't ever hesitate asking for help, because that's what your angels are there for.
Oh, they have helped me so many times when I thought I was going to be late for work. They have made lights turn green, and I've had green lights all the way, and it was like, oh, my goodness. So
it's amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing.
Yeah.
And hopefully they lead me in the right direction so I'm not going helter-skelter, because I have a tendency to do that. When I'm looking for something new, I just kind of go helter-skelter. I'd like to be more focused where I go. So hopefully they send me in the right direction of what I need to be looking for.
I think they will send you in the right direction. I think one of the things you have to keep in mind is, what is your ultimate goal? And what the ultimate goal is for you is, you just want to be happy, right?
Yes.
You just want to be happy, am I right?
Yes.
Okay. So find a position where you have less stress, and that will make you happy.
That's what I think that, but whether I know that for sure, hopefully my angels will send me to the right place. That's what I'm hoping.
Okay. I'm not hoping it. I know it. Okay? So keep your ears open. Keep your options open. Let your angels guide you. Okay?
Do they
give
you a time
frame? That'll work.
Is there a time frame?
I don't have a time frame for you, but I can tell you that it's going to happen soon. Like, I'm going to tell you within the next 3 months.
Wow.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, have been amazing. They have turned lights green. They have given me parking spaces. They have gotten me to work safe. So definitely, I'm a believer.
I'm glad you are. And I want to thank you so much for calling in tonight, because by you saying you're a believer on air, it makes everybody else believe too. Okay?
Thank you. All right,
thank
bye-bye.
Thank you, Debbie. God bless you. Good night now. Well, she's really sweet, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
She's a good soul. I love that. I love hearing that.
Well, and being in the health profession, it is stressful.
It's very stressful.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we're going to go ahead and take the next caller in just 1 second, Close to You by the Carpenters, because that's what you should keep your angels.
I love that song.
We'll be back in two.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time? to you.
Carpenter and Close to You. You know, what was her brother's name? I'm trying to look it up because we know she was such a phenomenal singer who sadly was made to have body image, issues.
Was his name David, maybe?
I don't think his name was David. I think his name, I'm trying to look it up here, Richard.
Oh, Richard, that was it.
Yeah. He said he'd been a witness to her long struggle. Yeah, it's a shame. It's really a shame because she, you know.
She had the most beautiful voice, and she has those songs that you could just sing along with, you know.
And we still do today, don't we?
Yeah.
We really do.
Mm-hmm.
I know she's an angel up in heaven, and hopefully she kind of goes to those who are suffering from some of those eating disorders like bulimia and anorexia, and maybe whispers in their ear and can help them.
I hope so.
I hope so, because she was a great person, and it's just a shame that...
And it's such a shame.
...that the business destroyed her.
Yes.
You know, because it really did.
Well, because, I mean, so many people are just so wrapped up in their body image.
It's so
you
sad,
know, the
yeah.
fact that it just affects your entire life like that.
And that's exactly what it does, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it? It does affect your life, because they... You know, they made her believe that she wasn't good enough to be able to sing in public unless she weighed less.
I know.
She wouldn't be accepted. She wouldn't be. And how horrible. You know?
It was about her voice. Hello. It had nothing to do with how she looked.
Well, that's why I love that new singer. Her last name is Boyle. She was found on, oh, my God.
Oh, you're talking about the English lady?
Yes.
Yeah.
I forget her first name, but she is. I actually have her CD here somewhere.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, I do. I loved her some of her songs. I think it's called White Horses. She does an amazing rendition of Amazing Grace too.
Oh wow! Know.
But she was just awesome. And I mean, you know, she's not the stereotypical
not
singer
at all.
Type.
Not at all.
And yet, when you hear her sing, I mean, it just She's transposed into this like angelic singing voice.
Wow!
It's so beautiful. It's so cool. I love it. I think people are blessed to have beautiful voices.
I know. I love to sing, but I mean, I can you know, I couldn't sing in public.
I'm hoarse tonight because my daughter and I had Mamma Mia CD in today.
Oh, really?
And I was teaching her how to do K turns.
Uh huh.
And anyone who is a teenager, you know that they're going to learn to drive without the radio on because you won't let them put it on. But
right.
Then as soon as they get in the car, they're going to blast
mm-hmm.
it. So we decided to let them learn with the music blasting because I know that they're going to blast it anyway, and I want them to be able to think. So we blast Mamma Mia and sing the whole time.
Great.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was a little hoarse tonight. I told her I have to stop singing. I won't be able to do the show. So much fun. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take our next caller at 631 with a prefix of 424. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hey, how you ladies doing tonight?
We are fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
Thanks
well, that's a little
call.
Hesitant.
Oh, yeah, because I'm doing okay.
Yeah. Okay. I hear you. Not great, but okay. Tell me a little bit about how we can help you. What's your first name?
My first name is Tracy.
Tracy. Okay, Tracy. And Tracy, where are you calling from? Chicago?
Long Island, New York.
Long Island, New York. Now, see, the phone prefix, why did I think that was Chicago?
I don't know. It's a Suffolk County area code in Long Island.
Huh. Well, New York, you know, if you've ever listened to our show before, we love New York.
We love New York.
So tell me
Well, here I am.
Well, here you are. Okay, deal. How can we help you, Tracy?
Well, you know, I'm a really spiritual person. I'm always very grounded. I've just felt very lost in my way over the past, like, 2 weeks or so.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like I'm almost, like, feeling like for no reason at all. I mean, there are some small reasons, but for no reason at all, I'm on the verge of, like, this breakdown. and like I just need to cry for like 3 days, and I don't understand why. I mean, there's, you know, I've got a bunch of back problems right now that I just recently had problems with, and I'm finding out how severe they are. But you know, that's not typically something that stops me from being positive and grateful and optimistic. And I'm still feeling all those things, but I'm just lost.
But you're wondering why. Yeah. You know, it's funny. I'm going to ask you a couple of things now. You just say yes or no. So I'm going to tell you what I'm sensing. When I say I'm asking, I'm sensing them, so I'm asking for you to validate them. I'm not asking them. You understand what I'm saying. I'm telling you what I'm getting.
Yes.
The first thing I'm getting is there have been not a lot of changes, but a lot of small changes, little things. So you know how, like, things are always, like, smooth sailing? You know, it's okay to hit a bump in the road, but when you hit a whole bunch of bumps in the road, then all of a sudden things start to rattle. And I think that's what's happening. You're getting a little bit rattled. Add to that the fact that, you know, the back issue, you're concerned about. I'm sensing that you're having anxiety about it because you're fearful that this could be a life-changing type thing for you.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. And that's anxiety. That's what happens is a lot of times we don't recognize the anxiety so much because we're like, I'm gonna be, you know, cool about this. I'm not gonna worry about this. I'm gonna be all really, you know, it's all gonna be all right. And but at the same time, you know, it's kind of eating away in our subconscious. And then all of a sudden, we start to get down, and we feel like crying, and we're wondering, where is this coming from? But I'm so motivated. I'm so, you know, I'm so positive. How could this be? I think that you haven't quite. And this is what I want to talk to you about your back. Okay. I know that you're concerned that their surgery is going to be needed down the road.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But there's a possibility that it's not, too, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I want you to focus on that you are not going to need surgery, period. I need you to believe it, manifest it. You know, a lot of people say manifesting is great, and other people say it's the most insane thing they ever heard of. Well, I'm going to tell you.
I manifest everything.
There, okay.
I manifest my job. I manifest my car that I want. I manifest every single thing in my life.
Okay.
So
you believe it, and you know it.
I believe it, too,
and that's why I'm telling you, Matt, there is a way around this back surgery where you could avoid it. You have to find the solution. You will find the solution. It may be a little slow going, but then you'll pick up speed and everything's going to be fine. But I believe that you can avoid back surgery. Again, I'm not a medical doctor, and I can't speak as one who is licensed to do care on the back, so I'm not.
Right.
But as a good guesser, I can tell you that I feel like I feel as if the back situation is going to be rectified through 3 or 4 different modalities that you're going to get involved in. One is you're going to consume something. The other is, I'm thinking, chiropractic of some sort of care, some kind of manipulation. It might be acupuncture. It might be chiropractic. Have you tried any of those?
Yes, both of those.
And neither one is helping?
No, I mean, this is very, very recent. I really injured myself Friday of last week, and my MRI today showed 3 really severely herniated discs in my lower back, very severe pressing on my spinal cord. So it's a little bit earth-shattering, I guess. I don't know. I never took the time to sit back and think about it because I'm always go, go, go. I have 2 small children. I work. You know, my husband works nights, so I'm home. It's just I haven't had the time. And if I cry, the next 2 days are ruined for me, so I can't.
Right.
I can't.
No, I hear you. So let me share this with you. I have a client who had 2 severely herniated discs, so and the doctor said, oh, no, you're going to need back surgery. She said, you know what? And she was riding her jet skis when it happened, by the way. And she's like, no, I don't want to have surgery. What's my other option? And they said, well, if you go to the chiropractor and you actually do what he says, we can manipulate it back in. So she opted for that. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. It took her 2 years. But it got slowly better. And after 2 years, no back aches, no cane, no whatever. She could probably go back to doing the jet skiing, although she has sworn that off for the rest of her life. She actually sold her jet skis. But I'm going to tell you, it can happen. You can do it. I'm not telling you to go against those who are licensed in the field of whatever it is that you have your issue in. However, I will tell you that you have to seek all options and look at all options before you make a decision. Okay?
Do I have, like, another minute with you guys?
I'll give you 2 minutes because you have 3 herniated discs, okay?
Thank you. I'm thinking like a lot
of...
And I'm a singer, so there you go. I fit right back into your last conversation.
Perfect. All right, how can we help you? Ask away.
Okay, well, I'm thinking like a lot of the reason why, I mean, my parents are moving away to South Carolina, and because of that, my sister is coming to live with me for a few months. And she's gone through horrible, horrible, horrible injuries with her back, and she's had 2 fusions, and she's been in tremendous pain. And I guess throughout all of that, I had never been as understanding as I could have been about exactly what it was she was going through. So I almost feel like I'm going through this to teach me how to be more compassionate to others that may be having the same sort of situation, and to maybe even apologize to her for not being as understanding as I could have been. Is that something that makes sense as far as, you know, our path, the way we lay it out?
Absolutely, without a doubt. First, are you all circus performers? What are you doing to your back that's causing this?
My sister had a car accident, but I just bent over and tried
and
to wring out my hair.
And literally, that's the way it happens. I mean, I know. It's like you'll break your tooth eating like a baked potato sometimes, and you're like, how, what,
right.
Are you kidding me? I will tell you that I was, of course, just kidding about being circus performers. But I know when there's a history of family back issues, sometimes what we need to do, and what your chiropractor will do, is he's going to work on you building your core muscle strength, because that's really critical. Of course, with your sister having a car accident, you know, that's a different story. That doesn't mean there was weakened core muscles. But for you, for that to have happened, generally that's the case. So you're going to have to work on those a little bit. But also, is it a lesson? I tell you, nothing happens by accident ever. Everything happens not for a reason, but for a good reason. And believe me, I've seen so many instances. And because of what I do, I've been so blessed to share stories with people where things have happened to them where they think, oh, my God, I can't believe this has happened to me. And then something horrible happens. And then something really good happens, and then they say, oh, now I get it. And for you, yeah, I do believe part of this is you do need to show more compassion to your sister. No one knows what true back pain is like until they've had it. No one understands what it's like to get out of the car and know you have to go to the grocery store and not know if you're going to be able to get down those aisles. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Nobody, I guarantee you, you had, when your sister was going through what she was going through, you're like, yeah, I'm sure your back hurts. It's like, oh, we sometimes get achy arms and shoulders, but you really didn't know what she was going through. And so now you get it. Now you get it, and how scared she was and how that affected her. And it's scaring you a little bit. The good news is you're going to be okay. You're definitely going to be okay. And for your sister, this is a good chance for you and her to reconnect, and for you to maybe let her know, look, I'm really sorry. I couldn't appreciate what you were going through because I never experienced anything like that. Now that I have, I can't imagine how you got through that and how difficult it must have been. It's never too late to say that to somebody, because that could take a lifetime of clouds away from them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys. You really helped me a lot. I'm like now on the brink of tears, but that's okay. I'll be all right. I appreciate you taking
my call. You cry, then you'll be good, okay? Tracy,
thank you so
fine.
Much, guys.
God bless you. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, she's sweet.
She's sweet. That back pain, that's just the worst, isn't it?
Well, it is. You know, I have issues with my.
Well, you have. You can totally relate.
Yeah, I have degenerative disc disease, and so I have trouble with my back. And you know, I've gone to the car. I mean, I went to the doctor. I remember, and it runs in my family. My dad was told 15 years ago that 5 years from now you'll be in a wheelchair, and my dad said, nope, not going to happen.
Right.
And he started doing these exercises, which have strengthened his back to the point where he goes out dancing like 3 and a half
days. Oh, yeah.
He's
in great
shape.
He's
on the elliptical for like 2 hours. He puts us all to shame. He's 75.
Yeah.
That's great. So, I can tell you that my own back, you know, I hurt it really severely about 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Pouring, if anybody, y'all appreciate this, there was a huge, huge, we were on vacation in Maine, and we had gone up for the summer, and there was this mound of big black anthill. And they kept finding their way into the cabin. And so in my infinite wisdom, I don't like to use pesticides because I think it's bad for the environment. So I got on the internet and they said the way to kill the queen is to pour boiling hot water over the bee or over the ant hill. So I go and take a big old lobster pot and fill it with water and boil it up. And instead of letting my husband do it, you know, I'm thinking I'm going to be a strong female here and do it. And I go out there with this pot and go to bend over. And that's when I really hurt my back bad. And I actually ended up having to get shots just so I could fly home so I could be out of pain.
Yeah, that's miserable.
It was horrible. But here's the thing. I did that. I came back, saw my orthopedic doctor, and he said, you know, a couple of ways we can do this. And he gave me the option, the chiropractor said, that's what I want to do. And I went. And amazingly, now I'm walking great. As you know, I do a mile, a mile and a half every night, which is not a lot, but it's good for me.
Hey,
I'm happy.
It's good exercise.
And the point is, this is a person, I was on a walker. I mean, I couldn't move. I was in severe pain. Work with your chiropractor. Work with holistic-type medicine. I also went to Chopstick Lady.
Yes.
And this is why I'm saying there might be three or four different modalities. There's a woman, she is 83 or 84 years old right now. I have her card here, Jessica.
We haven't seen her in years.
We haven't. And we call her Chopstick Lady, not because she does reflexology. She works with the feet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And everybody knows we have pressure points, you know, for acupressure on your body where you can stop a headache or a sneeze or even, you know, if you have an achy back, you can press in a certain place. Well, my sciatica was so bad as a result of this accident that I couldn't walk.
Right.
It was just... So Jessica and I drove out there. Actually, you came out with me the second time. I think the first time I went with my husband, right? We went out there the second time because the first time it worked, but the second time it really worked.
Mm-hmm.
Because she took my feet and what looked like two chopsticks, and she starts, like, gnarling into them with these.
Well, she was not gentle
in
any way.
No, and I wasn't quiet in any way. I'm like, oh, that hurts. Okay, that's pretty good. You can stop now. Well, she worked on both feet, and all of a sudden she said, that's the spot. And you could just feel the pain go out of my back.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, And then I didn't trust it. I'm thinking, okay, this is kind of like the placebo effect, you know.
Right.
So it was you and me, and didn't we have one of my girlfriends?
Yeah, I'm sure.
And then we left there. Now, she was 2 hours' drive from us, and I was sent to her by a woman, the pastor of my brother's church. And so,
oh, that's right.
Remember?
Yeah.
So anyway, we start driving back, and Jessica said, hey, I heard about this old farm that my company bought over. We can go. We love going to old farms.
Mm-hmm.
It was vacant now. We were allowed, and, you know, the people had died. So we were able to go through it. She says, you want to. Now, you know, here I could hardly walk, but now I'm feeling great. We spent like 3 hours traipsing over that property, going through the fields. It was like Christmas morning for the last 20 years to me because I was able to walk and move again. And that's the kind of thing these holistic workers can do. So acupuncture, chiropractor, and if you got a chopstick lady up there, I have a reflexology. She was a master, and it turns out she was the wife of a Lutheran minister who had died many, many years ago. But she lived in like a double wide. And took a lot of faith to go there. But since my brother's pastor recommended her, I thought
she was the nicest lady.
She was so sweet, and I swear by her.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if she's still alive, but I hope so.
She didn't look as old as she was. I don't think she did.
Really?
I feel like she did, but
I think I
don't clearly remember what she looked like.
I think I could adequately say that I thought she was an amazing woman. Let's just put it that way. I'm actually looking for her card as we're speaking right now. And you want to know why? Here's her name. There she is.
Oh, okay.
So I'll tell you what we're gonna do. We're gonna find out. I'm gonna do another reading, and then I'm gonna put you on hold, and I'm gonna call and see if she answers the phone. I'll probably wake the poor woman dead out of sleep.
I was gonna say it's after 9.
But I have to ask. See, and I put on their chopstick lady. Well, how do we remember her?
True.
She's the most kindest, dearest person. If anybody lives in the state of Florida and wants to go on out to Paisley, she's the one to go to. Okay, I'm gonna take another caller right now. This caller is calling in from 510 with an area code of 908. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your first name?
This is Camille calling you from Alameda, California.
Camille from Alameda, California. Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, Camille, how can I help you this evening?
So my question is, in terms of my daughter's father, You see him, yeah, we are not together. He has married someone else, and they have a child together. And he wants to contribute, and I want to allow him to contribute. And he's made a lot of good long-term plans. He's got goals, which I think is the greatest thing in the world. Now, what do you see in terms of him making good on that and doing what he wants to do, which is be a father and contribute financially?
Okay, a couple of things I want to ask you. Make sure I'm connecting with the right person. Is there any sports connection with this guy?
No.
Okay, because I'm getting a connection with you and with a guy who's really involved in sports. That's the strongest energy that's coming through right now. It's so incredibly strong that I can't not bring it up.
Okay, yes. Well, let's go with that. I want to know.
Okay. So I feel that there's this guy, he played some kind of sport. I mean, almost semi-professional-like, okay? Very active, and is now not doing that anymore. But he's still involved in the sports world in some way, shape, or form, coaching, high school level, I don't know, community level, in some way, shape, or form. Are you currently involved with anybody like that at all?
No, I'm not.
Then he's coming, so, and he's hot, let me tell you. so that's a good thing. Okay, that's a good thing.
Okay.
I don't know if that's something you were looking for or not, but he's going to come into your life. I feel like this is something that it's just going to, it's so far out of left field for a lot of reasons, okay, a whole lot of reasons. It's so, you know what I'm talking about? It's so far out in left field that you weren't expecting it. But he's going to come in and just, like, you're going to be like, I want to be with this guy. And it's going to blow your mind. Okay? So this is a good thing. Now I'll go back to the other one. Do I think that he's going to support and do what he says? Yeah, I see he's trying to clean up his act. I don't know what that means, but that's what the angels are telling me. Like, they're showing me the sweeping, and when they see that, that means he's trying to clean up his act. He's trying to be the person he thinks he should be and has always wanted to be. There were some issues. I don't know what was dragging him down before. I felt like it was something that he had to overcome. Those issues are slowly getting better. He's taken himself out of certain situations that were causing him to get dragged down, okay? And he's really making a concerted effort. I do see he will be coming up with some money, which is, I know, a big concern to you, as well as, you know, being the father figure, right, being a dad. But I don't see a whole lot of money, but I do see a whole lot of love.
Okay.
I think that's important.
It's very important.
Yeah, it's very important. So I don't see a whole lot of money. I see some money, but not to, you know, not to a great extent. Not like a whole lot, you know.
Okay.
All right, but I do see a lot of love, and he is sincere and honest about wanting to do this.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Okay.
I can see that with what we talked about on Sunday. I can see where he is calm and balanced. He is, unfortunately, bipolar, but he has learned the value of medication for him and diet.
That must have been the situation that he had taken himself out of, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. It's 3 hours earlier by you, right?
Yeah.
So you're in the middle of rush hour traffic?
Yeah. Well, I'm standing outside, and for some reason, someone's car alarm has been activated. And
you know,
I don't know where.
If a really hot-looking guy in a San Francisco 49ers jersey comes by, start waving, okay?
It sounds like there's a goose there, too.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you, I really, since coming here, I came up here in 2007, and I really got into baseball. Oh, the past 3 years. So I am very much into baseball, and I'm seeing where the men I've dated previously have been more depressive type.
Right.
And not into sports or anything like that. And I'm finding where coming, like, men who are into sports are
right.
more into, like, more active, more alive. You know, they're not.
You know what? They appreciate
yeah.
being in good health and being in good shape. They also,
yes.
it's camaraderie. It's team. Guys that like
yes.
sports generally like teammanship, people who gather together and fight for a common cause, which generally makes them not narcissistic.
I like See that.
What
I'm yeah.
Yeah, it's true. You know, I'm not saying that there aren't guys who like sports that aren't, you know, narcissistic. There are many. But as a whole, I do see that, particularly with baseball. Because baseball
yeah,
is one of those
like,
sports.
Yeah.
yeah, exactly. So I think you're in the right area. Keep getting involved. Go to lots of games. And if you can go to any of the fundraisers, go.
Okay. I wonder if it's
and
one of the professional guys.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I got to ask this question. We keep hearing what sounds like a duck in the background.
Yeah, there are. It's what's interesting. There are ducks and things that kind of fly around. I live on an island that's in the San Francisco Bay Area, and there are ducks and things.
It sounds like a goose.
Yep. Jessica said,
yeah,
duck,
there are a lot
goose,
of different
yeah.
birds that kind of
okay.
you
How do you
wander
like living
about.
Out there?
I love it.
Yeah. I mean, there are certain parts of California that I like. Certain parts I'm not thrilled with at all. But
yeah.
where the particular area that you're in, near where you are, is absolutely gorgeous.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's you've
it
got
is.
City and then you've got nature right there.
Yes.
That's the best
yes.
part. So well you're gonna do really well.
Oh, good.
You know that.
All
right.
right.
So don't worry. There'll be financial support, not a lot, but he does love the child, and he is going to start putting more of himself into it, which is good. And he has recognized that he needed to make a change, and he is. And as you stated, it's probably with his medicine, and I would agree with you, because I see him taking himself out of the situation he was in that was causing so many problems. So that's a good thing. So yay
good.
To him. Yay. Okay.
Oh, good.
So
okay.
I want to thank you, Camille, for calling in, okay?
Thank you.
And
thank
I love
you.
Your name.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You take care and
okay.
God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.
I have a cousin named Camille.
It is a pretty name.
It is. It's a beautiful name. And we deal with Celtic Cammy, Camille. Her real
Camille.
Name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, her full name, you know. She's short Cammy. Out of Canada, so
I knew I was hearing a goose.
Well, you're
or a duck, because I'm
hearing
that.
Quack,
I'm like,
really?
Quack. I'm
do
going. Am
really
I hearing
really
things?
Do.
Am I losing my mind?
I, you know what? I, it cracks me up because I'm not. Yeah, I don't hear things as well. I'm so focused on the radio.
You're focused on her, and I'm sitting there going, I hear a duck.
You know what's funny? There have been many times in my life where I always said a bomb could go off. And I wouldn't know.
Really?
A bomb could go off where I was at that moment, and I wouldn't. I'm
well,
so
because you are focused on, yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, my children, I can be in my home office,
mm-hmm.
like, doing readings, you know, on the phone sometimes. Not at the office, because at the office I would know if somebody opened
right.
the door. But if I'm in my home office working from there, they could be outside, the French doors, and they're making faces at me because they think it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even see them.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm still focused, you know. And
I wish
and then,
I could focus that completely.
It's at the, well, you know.
All the distractions come in and I notice everything.
Yeah, no, I get so focused I notice nothing, which is probably bad. Probably the house could be on fire. I wouldn't know it. I'd be
yeah,
like,
but, you
well,
know
I see him coming in the next 2 to 3 months. In the meantime,
the firemen are coming
up.
In.
Yeah, you know. Hey, I think I found him. He's here. He's in my house. He's holding a hose. Okay, I'll tell you what. We're going to be back in just two. I'm going to play one of my absolute favorite songs, and we'll be right back.
Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can shine as bright as you. I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. Delilah, I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 A thousand miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars and walks. If I had no other way, our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same. Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. Two more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you.
Here comes the sun, I say.
Let's see. Maybe you're back this way, and you're back with the Christian Psychic Cafe. Dr. Jeannie, I'm here with
Jessica.
And we want to welcome everybody back to the show. I know we just took a little bit of a break there. We played two songs because what did I do? Yes, I called Chopstick Lady. Because, hey, if you can't dial up an 84-year-old woman at 9:15 at night. No, this is so sweet. Like, I didn't want to say, hi, just calling to see if you were still alive. Because that would have been rude, right? That's wrong.
So you just lied and asked for somebody else.
All I did was I asked for another person's name, and she was so sweet, and she started giggling. She said, I think you have the wrong number. I said, I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry to bother you. She said, oh, that's okay. I just didn't want to say, you know, hey,
yeah.
You know. But she's still there. So if anybody's near Paisley, Florida, wants to go to somebody who's like, I mean, the most, she does reflexology. She's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
She does it, you know, literally in her front porch area. Awesome lady. Give me a call. I'll give you her information because she is awesome. Just awesome. Awesome lady.
She's awesome.
But you can't call her Chopstick Lady or Faith because she might get offended.
Yeah, because I don't think that's what she goes by.
No, her name, I'm just going to
say. You picture this lady with chopsticks sticking out of her hair.
Honestly, that's how.
Running after you. Oh!
This is what we've always called her all these years, right?
Yeah, because they do look, they're more like drumsticks.
They're drumsticks that she points, that takes the pointy end and pushes
mm-hmm.
it. But it really wasn't that bad, I have to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It looked worse than it was. Honestly.
Well, plus you're very sensitive.
I'm extremely sensitive. As a matter of fact, this is correct. I mean,
going with you to a pedicure is such an experience.
It's terrible. And
she
laughs
hysterically the entire time.
And
all the ladies talk about her in another language.
In Vietnamese. Oh, it's so funny. Yeah, it's so funny. It's so important. I have to do her feet and she'll laugh all the time. That's what they do. They laugh at me and they make fun of me. And I had one lady who used to tell me, you laugh, I make it hurt. And I said, okay, I'm not going to laugh, but I'm very ticklish.
You are ticklish.
And I think we need to go Saturday, so I'm
going
to get threatened again by the pedicure lady. It's not good. All right, let's go ahead and take our next caller. Let's see. I don't know if we talked to this one yet. Area code 253 with a prefix of 228.
Hello?
Hi, what's your first name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca, well, welcome to the show. Rebecca, where are you calling from?
Washington.
The state of Washington. Wow. Okay.
Washington State.
I love that. I love it. So you get lots of clouds, lots of rain. Are you vitamin D deficient?
I take the shots.
Okay. See, that's smart.
Ah.
That's really smart. Where did I hear, was it on Jay Leno the other night, that a woman decided she's going to try to go 46 days living off of water and sunshine, but she lives in Seattle?
I was like, where's she going to get it? Suntanning
booth?
Yeah.
doesn't make sense. I'm thinking, okay, well, good for her, though. Everybody needs a goal. So how can I help you, Rebecca?
I just wanted to see what you, just kind of a general reading.
Well, actually, I can't, because I've always got so many callers on the line, I try to answer just one question.
Okay.
Only because a general reading.
Well, okay. How about what do you see with finances?
With finances. I thought you were going to ask me about your sinuses. Why did I think that? I don't know. Go figure. Isn't that ridiculous? But that's what I thought you were going to ask me about. Maybe you can tell us why. Believe it or not, finances, as scary as they might look or not look, I just see that they're moving in the right direction, that there's going to be a triumph here. Is there something that's either supposed to come through or anticipated or something that's supposed to take a different turn in the near future for you?
Not that I know of. That's when I'm just wondering if there's something that's going to be
something out
there.
No. I'm clearly seeing something. As a matter of fact, this is one I'll even let Jessica watch on because I think it's kind of cool. Jessica, I'm using my angel pendulum, and I'm asking the angels to guide it, and Jessica knows that I create my own, like, charts. Is that clearly saying, what is that saying? You tell me.
I can't tell.
It's going this way, so.
It means yes.
Okay.
I don't have my glasses on, so.
It's okay. When people come to my office, I'll read for them, and then when I'm done, I kind of like to validate it by showing them with the pendulum. I ask the angels to answer the questions again so they can actually see it. Because they can't get in my head, which is probably a good thing, Rebecca. But I do think that money is coming your way, okay? So
I have this thing I've been putting off, you know, collecting on my husband's retirement. because he's passed on, and you know, and I'm thinking, should I collect on it or not? And you know, I don't even know how much is in there. They won't tell me yet.
I'm going to tell you the answer is collect on it. Collect on it yesterday.
Okay.
Collect on it yesterday. By the way, who is on the other side with the letter W?
I don't know.
I've got somebody on the other side. It's the letter W. Don't know if it's William, Walden. I have no idea. But there is somebody on the other side with the letter W who is stepping forward. And he looks to be rather old. I don't believe it's your husband, but I do believe that it's somebody who is related to you, either a great-grandfather or a grandfather, but he is stepping forward. And he's very gray and has a mustache that's gray and a little bit of face stubble that's gray as well. And he's not a very large man at all. But he's kind of just stepping forward, and he's just kind of nodding, letting me know that he's watching over you. He's keeping an eye over you, and not to worry, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so that's important to know. And then I'm getting a J, like Jerome, hold on a second. Oh, no, that was part of his nickname. His name began with an M, whoever this person is. His name begins with an M. And his nickname was, I don't know who this is, if they called him Junior or something like that, but his first name was M, began with an M. And he's coming across as well. And I believe this is somebody you grew up with. This is not a family member. Somebody you grew up with, somebody you knew from town, whatever. Somebody you went to school with. He has passed on. And he's coming across as well. And he's a bigger guy. I mean, he's actually kind of I'm not going to say large, but he's tall and a little bit heavy set, and he's kind of watching out for you too. Apparently, he always had a thing for you. Can I ask you, without being too presumptuous, how old are you?
I'm 47.
Okay, so would there have been somebody who would have had a crush on you in school that maybe would fit that profile?
See, not that I know of. I mean, unless. Obviously, this person never told me.
Could be. But I could tell you that's the energy that I'm getting. He had a crush on you, and it's kind of sweet because he's actually holding little white flowers with little yellow centers. I don't think they're daisies, but they're some other kind. He's just kind of like letting you know that he's kind of always watching out for you. He's kind of like I made a joke about this the other day about having, for single women, who wanted a boyfriend and couldn't find the right guy, we should hook them up with really hot spirit guides. Now, I don't mean to be disrespectful about this. I was actually seriously saying, you know, we all have these spirit guides that watch over us. And so how neat it would be to be able to go on a date with your spirit guide because you didn't have to pay for their dinner or their movie ticket, right? So there's an advantage to this. But as funny as it sounds, this is actually what's – I mean, he's not taking you on a date. He was just – He just kind of watches out over you. He was always sweet on you, and he continues to be. You hold a special place in his heart. So even on the other side, he steps forward to acknowledge that and let you know he's also watching out over you, which is kind of neat. You've got like a whole slew of people on the other side. Are you aware of this? I guess you are.
My mother, father, grandfather, husband, they're all over there.
You've got such a slew of people on the other side. It's kind of amazing. And they would all like to come through, but we can't do that all right now.
Right.
But I will tell you that you have a slew of people who step forward for you and who truly loved you and continue to love you. And it's just kind of neat to know that they're there for you. So God bless you. You're a very lucky woman.
Thank you so much.
People consider themselves lucky to have half of that. So you're welcome. You're very, very welcome. I hope I was able to help you a little bit with your question tonight.
Yes.
Okay,
sure.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, listen, thank you so much for calling in, and you keep doing what you're doing because you're doing the right thing, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
God bless and take care. That was cool. You wouldn't believe the amount of people that came.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
They're all like, hey, I want to say hello.
They were, like, lining up.
Really?
Yes. They all wanted to, like, it's like, here's a chance to talk to her. Let's talk. Like, what?
Wow.
Yeah. And one of them wanted to talk about her car, but now's not the time. But that was kind of funny.
Hmm.
That was weird. That was, I mean, you know, sometimes they come over not real strong, but
right.
This time it was really weird. Speaking of car and a psychic, I want to mention this real quick. There was a psychic. Your daughter went to Universal Studios.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
apparently they have a company that they hire, like, well, not really a company.
They subcontract out.
Psychics.
They're psychics.
In at Universal, which is so weird. Like, I don't
it's
get
It's in
the
Harry Potter land.
Ah,
mm-hmm.
Okay. So tell me about that.
Well, she went to these psychics,
mm-hmm.
and... because she has some ability herself,
mm-hmm.
and she just thought it would be cool. Actually, we went last time we went.
Right.
And so she went in, and they give you like a 10-15-minute reading.
Mm-hmm.
But they told her a lot of very interesting things. And, yeah, they told her, they said, well, let me see your hand. They're like, well, you know, you're an old soul. You could be doing this for a living yourself. And she said...
Well, and your daughter, Jessica's daughter is my niece.
Yeah.
And so she's highly intuitive.
She is. And she said, well, you dream things that are going to happen. And she goes, well, yeah, I do. And she said, well, you know, you have a relative with a letter that starts with G, and you could go to her for some help. And quite obviously, that's you.
Yeah.
And
yeah, right. Absolutely.
And she
like
kind
so
of freaked
cool.
her out. She's like, wow, how did she know that?
I know.
Yeah.
That's really good.
And they told her a lot of things. And she's having car problems, and she told her, she said, you know, you're having car problems, aren't you? And she said, yeah. She goes, if I were you, I wouldn't invest too much money in that car. I would, you know, look for a new car.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah.
She's only 18, so.
Yeah, so that's, yeah, she's not going to get a new car.
She's not going to get a new car.
She's going to fix that one up. But the thing is, she also said some other things to her that that we won't talk about on air that we
right.
know were right on the money too.
Yes.
And I love that. And I love to hear that she's working for one of the major theme parks,
mm-hmm.
even as a subcontractor, because you know what that tells me, that they're getting quality in there. And
well,
I
they
like
obviously
that.
Are finding people that are truly gifted to work at Universal Studios, which
right.
was surprising to me.
Well, you know, I'm always looking for a good Christian psychic to fill in for when I get so many calls I can't handle
right.
them all. And so I'm now extending my shop,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to have another 1,000 square feet. And so I'm going to bring in some others that can fill in when I'm not there.
Right.
Because I do need time off once in a while.
Sure you do.
Sure I do. I know. And so I'm looking for some really good Christian psychics to fill those spots,
mm-hmm.
and I'm hoping to be able to find some, you know.
Yeah.
But it's really the hardest thing when you're a psychic is to find other Christian psychics. Like, there are a lot of psychics out there, but, you know, anyone who calls into this show knows, you know, we pray. I pray every single day. I don't start my day without doing prayers.
Right.
And I pray for each and every one of my callers and my clients. And it's really important that we only communicate with our angel guides, because
right.
anything else, we don't know where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to be certain that I only operate on the angelic realm. And so I think for the protection of all the people coming for readings,
mm-hmm.
I don't only
mm-hmm.
want readers that are Christians as well.
Right.
You know, because you can believe in God and believe in the Bible, and also understand that God gives spiritual blessings.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, I'm going to try and track this girl down, by the way.
And
she
was probably in our age group.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hopefully, I'll be.
And she really liked her a lot.
Yeah. See, and she had.
She connected with her.
Being, if you truly care for the people that you're reading for and you have compassion, everybody wins, you know,
mm-hmm.
because it's just so important. And this woman, when you told me about her, I could just feel the energy. And
really?
I was like, yeah, I want to try and find out how I can get a hold of her. I will find a way.
Yeah.
I will find a way.
Well,
so
we might have to just take a trip to Universal Studios.
I think we should. I think we'll interview her.
I love
her.
Harry Potter Land anyway.
Maybe we can get an interview with her.
There you go.
There we go. There's our in.
There's your in.
So who knows, in the next 2 weeks you'll hear an interview with, what's her name?
I have no idea. I'll have to
her
ask
name
my
is,
daughter.
I have no idea. Actually, I do have an idea. I'm going to tell you her first name.
She works at Harry Potter Land.
Her first name starts with that letter. I'm just showing you. I don't want to say
yeah,
it
let me
that.
Text my daughter right
and,
now.
And see if I'm right.
Because she's actually texting me telling me her car is broken
perfect.
Down.
I almost guarantee you that that's what her name starts with. Okay. All right. So here we go. I'm going to take my next caller at area code 720 with the prefix of 319.
Hi, this is Francine. From Colorado.
Hi, Francine. Colorado. Hi. Welcome to the show, Francine. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I'm wondering, my grandmother's going to be passing. My grandfather passed 2 years ago already now, and I'm just wondering how much, looks like there might be a little, some legalities involved, because my uncle has, you know, misappropriated the funds, well, you know, when he was overseeing this. But, I mean, how much do you anticipate me coming out with, you know, after it all, it's all over?
Okay. I love it when people ask me these questions, because talk about having an absolute, well, I'm going to tell you what I'm getting, which may or may not surprise you. I'm going to tell you the very first number I'm getting is a six.
Okay. Is a what?
Is a six.
Okay.
Okay.
And you're the medium. You want his name, Marcos Lopez? Is my Marcos. It's his yeah,
hold on.
His money.
Okay, hold on. Okay. Well, okay, here's the funny part. I'm getting this feeling of gratitude, and I don't know on whose part that is. Is that on your part, on his part? Is he the one who misappropriated the funds? No.
His son, the younger son, did, and I think he just kind of found out about it shortly before he was unable to, you know, do anything about it. And so I think I'm the only one who's knowledgeable enough in the family and disconnected enough from the family
to
address even the situation intellectually.
I understand that completely. I'm getting a feeling of gratitude, but I think it's coming from on the other side, because that money was supposed to go to the places it was supposed to go, not where it went. There's never anger from the other side, because I never get that. I just get good feelings. But this is like a feeling of gratitude for trying to make things right. I don't know if it's 6,000, 60,000, or larger, but I'm getting a 6 and an O. You'll know what the amount is. I don't know how close that is to what you're aware of, but the final amount that that'll end up coming out of that in your direction will be that close to that. Okay.
Because he was a millionaire, so I was looking like at 600,000 asset and liquid all together between 500,000 and 800,000.
Okay, so that's probably where, like I said, I'm getting the 6 and the O. Whether it's 60 or 600, that's where you're going to be looking. So we know it's not 6 or 60, it's going to be the 600,000. That's going to be like your net, though, believe it or not. That's not going to be your growth. That's going to be your net. That's what I'm being shown. Okay.
So
that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing, Francine. But it's going to take some time. You are aware of this, right?
Is it really going to take like 2 years or? Because my understanding is he might fold my uncle because because we're dealing with tax evasion and all that other stuff. So that may not
it's
going to
probably take a year and three quarters. That's what I'm telling you, about a year and three quarters before this is all settled, done, settled out, estate completely settled, I don't think the estate's been completely settled. When did she die?
No, she's not. She's on her way, probably in August. She's already, my grandmother is getting ready. In fact, I'm going to fly over there because she's getting close already.
Okay. Yeah.
She's in Arizona. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
She's just hitting dementia.
Oh gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. That's a really sad thing.
That's why he's taking advantage of her, you know.
Well, and can I tell you something? And I know this is gonna sound like the most bizarre thing for me to say. Have compassion for the person who is doing a terrible job of being greedy. And I'll tell you why.
I do.
Because, you know, people do stuff for their own reasons, and we don't know what their agenda is and why they're being so greedy. But keep in mind that even though it's wrong and you're going to set it right, you're going to make it right no matter what. You will make it right, I guarantee you. But don't hate on them because
I don't. I know. My grandfather was not a loving person to any of them, and he used that since he was the only one in control and there was three of them. He used that as a symbol that he was, you know, that he was loved more than the others. So my mom and my uncle feel that, you know, my grandfather didn't love him as much. So you got the other two feeling unworthy of, you know, and never not really loved by their dad. And
right.
then you have him feeling, you know, filling that gap with the money, plus screwing his brothers and sisters over with the money and showing off mm-hmm. in front of them with all
right.
his assets. So it
right.
is. It's very hurtful. I mean, I see the whole picture, and that's why I would like to do it. That's really the premise, is to let them all know they are all loved, and it wasn't about money. You know, it
right.
didn't matter
well,
how
exactly.
much.
Exactly.
And the fact
the
is that yeah, David needs to learn to be able to feel, you know, and know how he made everyone feel, because he's taking my children's inheritance, or attempting to as well, mine. And my children's. And for me, it's not really about that money. It's really more about the right. I mean,
right. sure,
it's just,
of course.
He's gone away with it too long.
Yeah, without a doubt. And you have a right to stand up for what's right, because I don't think God ever wanted us to stand by and allow others to take advantage of us knowingly, because that's being dishonest with yourself. And he doesn't want that. But I also so much appreciate the fact that you're not holding the oppressor in great anger, because that's not good karma for you either. He has his own agenda. For him, it's almost a survival thing. I can't explain it, but that's the energy connected to it. And it's okay for you to take what's rightfully yours and to fight for it. And there's no shame in that. But I also very much appreciate you keeping love in your heart for this person as well.
Oh, yeah, on Christmas I send him gifts, you know, send him gifts and his family. I mean, he won't talk to me. Like, if he sees me, he will
yeah.
shun me. He will talk down to me. He's rude to me, and I just ignore him and go the other way. But I still
oh,
send
wow.
them stuff for Christmas and, you know, to their home and, you know, and tell them in love by Jesus. I always give Jesus credit, so I'll put, you know, by Jesus
Amen.
Or, you know, from God or whatever, because I don't need, my ego doesn't need it. So I just go ahead but I always include him in things. But, I mean, it doesn't change the fact that if he walks in my grandma's house when I'm visiting, that he'll shun me or say something mean or derogatory. I mean, at the funeral, he took me to because my mom was with me, he allowed me to ride with them and, you know, to the church. And then when we got to the church and he got away from my mom, he came to me and told me to find another ride. So I had to get a ride to the actual cemetery.
Wow.
So, I mean, he's just real mean to me.
Yeah.
And I just...
He has anger in his heart. He really does. And just think about what it must be like to live the kind of life that doesn't allow you, during such a emotional time and a time where everybody should be pulling together and supporting one another, for him to have such anger. Just imagine what's going on in his mind and in his heart. It's really quite sad. And I would
well,
pray that
we
the
both
darkness
are.
Be lifted.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think it's a mirror, because I mean, obviously, my mom and them were treated or felt the way they did, so therefore
mm-hmm.
they made us treat as children, the next generation, feel unworthy.
Right.
So
exactly.
we're not really so different, you know, he and I,
yeah.
because I was neglected. I didn't get the love either because my mom wasn't taught that.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
and at least he
but
has
you're not
money
that
to
way,
work
though.
That.
You're breaking that mold. You're not that way.
Right. You're absolutely right. But, I mean, the thing is to try to get him to see that, look, you know, you and I are not so different. I totally understand you, and you need to forgive, and you need
right.
to stop this. You know, it wasn't fair
right.
what you were doing. You need to understand the damage, you know, that you were out there, you know, being materialistic and how it made your brothers and sisters feel, and their children, because he was buying his children cars and then showing them off and, you know, get the both girls
mm-hmm.
the same type of car. And the kids would be like, God, wow, we would like that. You know, the kids were just
well,
felt like in awe. And
right.
he was, and the whole time he was using my grandfather's money or accounts as, you know, the collateral.
As his own,
and
yeah.
And they didn't know that, yeah. And so even the grandchildren, and I want to stop that cycle. I want to make it right, because I want the grandchildren, I want the whole family to feel like, hey, you know what? It wasn't that. That is not the, you know, I want to get rid of the delusion that,
yes.
you know, it was about the money, that, you know, that this is all my grandfather's money's doing and so on. It was just David. He wasn't being nice. And now he needs to live at a level like everybody else. And be normal.
Who's the
people?
Person who does the car repair? Who's the person who works on the trucks or
you know,
the cars?
I used to help my grandfather do that.
Ah, okay. That's what they're showing me. That's what they're showing me.
He was stubborn, and he had gout. And he was always a person who would cuss all the time, you know. But I never wanted to take his pride from him. So, like, he would still try to be doing the breaks, and I would just, like, support the wrench, you know what I mean? But ever, like, grab the wrench because he'd be like, you know.
Right.
But I would always give him his dignity and just support him in whatever he did, you know, a little bit. Because I knew
You're a very good person. I'm gonna tell you, Francine, you're a very, very good person. And believe it or not, even though he's passed, he's a bit curmudgeonly, right? Was. I'm gonna say he still is, okay. But with a loving heart. With the higher consciousness level of somebody who finally gets it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And so seeing that, does that mean he does appreciate it? I'm surprised you brought that up. Because
two weeks ago, I recall. They only show me things that mean something to you. Because, you know, obviously it means nothing. I wouldn't know. But they show me things. They show me a picture. Or they'll play almost like a movie in my head, which is why I don't know if a bomb is going off sometimes. But they just show me this thing.
See, I thought that came to my head a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, oh, you know, I had forgot that I would, you know, do that. And then you mentioning, I was wondering if he was, like, you know, sending you messages that he was so grateful and thankful that he didn't realize that, you know. I forgot about it.
He's letting you know there's love in his heart now. And he recognizes now what you did for him then, which is why he's bringing it up, not only to validate him being there, but also to validate how much he realizes now what a kind and compassionate thing. Like, you made him not feel emasculated or not feel worthless. And as I say that, there are tears in his eyes. So it really meant a lot to him that you did that for him.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. He stands strong for you. I want you to know that. He says, never feel less than, no matter what. Never, ever feel less than. That is his words.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, you're the only one who I've spoke to that has, like, brought tears to my eyes and had that compassion to actually touch me that's believable to, you know, to bring him through. And I actually believe.
I'm so glad the angels were able to do that. I'm so glad you called in tonight. You know, I'm glad the angels were able to deliver this message to you. God bless you, and you know, let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. God bless you both.
Thank you. Bye-bye
thank you.
Now.
Okay. Bye-bye.
What a sweetheart, huh?
Yeah,
what a
good person.
It always fills my heart with such joy. I just love it when their family members come through, because they really deserve it. You know what I mean?
Right.
They really deserve it. It just makes you like, oh, my gosh, it's so nice. It's so good. It makes me so happy. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take another caller. This caller's calling in. It looks like 708-335. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. What's your first name?
Delphine.
Delphine. Hi, Delphine. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. How can we, and what part of the country are you calling from?
Calumet City, Illinois.
Illinois. All righty. And how can I help you this evening?
Well, I was currently in the process of relocating to another state, and my daughter's father is in the process of stopping me because he's going for joint custody. Our daughter, and I'm wondering how you see that coming for me, because it seems like it's not going the way I planned it.
I see that even though it's not going the way you planned, that it's going the way it needs to go for now. I feel like certain things have to happen in your life before you're able to do what you want to do and take care of the child the way you wish to take care of the child, and that you need to get certain things in order. I also see that if push comes to shove, you may be able to leave the state, but you're going to have a whole lot of trouble if you do it without getting a legal opinion to do so with the child. You know that, right?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Because I think what the angels are telling me, you've thought of just going without it. you're like,
well,
I didn't.
It crossed my mind, but I was like, no, I'm going to tell
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
You know, so I did the right thing. But then he underhanded me and just hit me with joint custody.
Well, I'm sure, yeah. And it's funny because the funny part is I don't see that the child wants joint custody, correct?
Well, she's four, so.
Yeah, but still, does she want to live with him?
You know, that I don't know.
Well, it's kind of funny because I see if she was asked, she would say she'd want to be with you, but... What I do have to say to you is you have to follow the letter of the law here and get this settled before you leave. Otherwise, all heck will break loose.
I'm saying, like, when do you see this? Because we just had court today and it didn't go where we're going to mediation.
Didn't go well. I know.
Yeah, so do you see this?
And I have a feeling that you're going to... I'm not seeing any decisions being made for another... The number I'm getting is 4... And it could be 4 weeks, could be 4 months. I think it's 4 weeks, though. I feel like within the next 4 weeks, this will get settled, which is relatively quick. I would think 4 months if I was just guessing, but the angels are guiding me towards 4 weeks. So something's going to give here. Something's going to give here. Let me ask you a question. Is he financially supporting this child?
No, he is not. Not on a consistent basis. No.
Okay, so
no.
Is he in arrears?
He was in arrear.
Okay. So now, does he still owe?
Now that I don't know, they just took his money from his income.
His work.
So I don't know how in arrear he is now.
Okay, because they normally will never give custody of the child to a parent who owes back due money.
Right.
Okay. Keep that in mind. Now, you have an attorney?
No, I don't. He has an attorney, but I thought I was going to be provided by one through the state, so I don't have one. I can't afford one.
Okay. Will the state provide you with one?
I'm going to find out our next court date. Well,
if they
not
say
court
no,
date, mediation.
If you can't get one, this is what you do. I want you to call some local law firms in your area and find out who the female attorneys are. Find one that's around 38 to 42. Explain your story to her and tell her you need to do this free of charge. Because you're basically a financial aid individual that would need financial aid. And could she please, you know, because they do this pro bono work. Every law firm is required to do it. And I think because you need a female on this one, take my word for it. You want a female who has a strong connection to children, not somebody who's older, somebody who's still raising a child themselves, who can really appreciate what it would be like to have a child ripped away from them, okay? That's what you want to do. You want to get that one and let them know that he has an attorney and he hasn't paid all of his child support and he's supposed to. And let her know what's going on. If you do that to 3 or 4 different firms, you'll get a really good attorney who will bust their butt to help you.
Okay, so just explain the situation that he has an attorney and that can afford one.
And you cannot afford one. And you do know that every firm does do a certain amount of pro bono. And there's a child involved. And if they have any mercy in their heart and can appreciate what it's like to be a mom who might lose their child, could they please take on your case? You'll be surprised what will happen.
Okay. So
you do
this,
that
like,
and then call us back and let us know how it goes, okay?
Okay, so... If I do this, do you see it working out in my favor before?
If you do this, I see it definitely working out in your favor. I do.
Okay.
It's going to be a fight, but you have to do this. That's the only way. You cannot go there unrepresented or represented by somebody who's just being forced to take your case along with 20,000 others. You need somebody who's holding this near and dear to their heart.
Okay.
I'm telling you, there's a loophole here for you to do this. I see it.
Okay.
Okay? All right, sweetie.
All
listen,
right.
Thank you for calling in, and God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Thank you. Well, I certainly hope that works out for her. She needs to find an attorney,
yeah.
A female attorney. You know, the truth is, I'm going to say this, if a female's going through a divorce, get yourself a female attorney who's probably
going to really stick
yeah.
up for you.
He says, you know, I know what it's like to be a female and maybe taken advantage of by your spouse.
Yes, absolutely.
Same thing for men. Men shouldn't have female attorneys. Men should have male attorneys.
Right.
Because they get it, you know. It's kind of like, and I hate to say that, but it is true. Because who has a better perspective of a male divorce than another male or a female divorce of another female? And in this case, a mom who has a child.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
We all do that. You know, when I do readings, I always put myself in the place of a caller, and I think, my God, how hard it would be to be going through what they're going through.
I can't even imagine.
Moment, you know? And then, you know, you just want to get up and fight.
Yeah.
You just want to get up and fight.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll find an attorney who will want to get up and fight for her, and that's
right.
What counts. I want everybody to know we are thrilled that we were able to bring the show to you tonight. We were almost able to get to all the calls. There's still a few we're not going to be able to get to, and I'm really sorry. We surely did try. Please call in. Now, next week on Wednesday night, we are going to move the show to 7 p.m.
7 o'clock.
7, and I think we're going to hold it in that time zone for a while because I think that we're able to get more callers, and also it's easier for people who don't want to stay up so late. So
yeah,
we're
like,
going to be
like
moving
me.
The show. Like Jessica, yes, because she sometimes falls asleep here. I don't know if
anyone... Jessica's going, I'm so tired.
So 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're going to start doing the show at 7 p.m. starting next week. So please tune in, and make sure you have your questions, because we did a lot of readings tonight, and we're going to continue to do a lot of readings each and every Wednesday night right here on the Christian Psychic Cafe. Everybody, thank you for calling in, and we will talk to you next week. Take care, and God bless. Good night now.